Mr. President, I've just called up Everett Dirksen and made a suggestion to him, and he agreed to it. The suggestion is this, that the Senate would like to have you at a nonpartisan, non-fundraising luncheon on Thursday. Make it.
Where am I on Thursday? You speak at Wilmington? Mike?
Yeah.
I'm due to speak at, this hasn't been announced, and we don't want to announce it. I wouldn't even want Dirksen to know it. We're due to speak at Wilmington, Delaware on Thursday. We speak in New York Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday night, and we agreed with the governor to, some time ago, 2-3 months ago, to come to Delaware, and the only time we could really do it was on our way back from New York on Thursday. Didn't you say Thursday?
Yeah.
We go to the parade in New York. This is very confidential, hadn't been announced. We go to the Italian Columbus Day Parade in New York Wednesday afternoon, and then we speak in Penzer's and Wolf's district, and we speak in Cary and Murphy's district, and then we go through Brooklyn, and then we go to Columbus Day Banquet Wednesday night. We stay all night in New York. We have a meeting Thursday morning with some folks in New York. Then we come down to Wilmington, and we speak in Wilmington at lunch. 12 o'clock, I guess, 12:30, they let out the...
I'm on Friday, if we can get it.
Where am I Friday? I'm here Friday. Now I think it would be all right.
Okay, let's try that if it's free, and I'll give you a call back.
What would we do? What kind of affair would it be? Just
a luncheon, nonpartisan, just meet with your old colleagues, and what I had in mind, and I haven't mentioned this except to Dirksen, was sort of a send-off to Manila. Something of that sort.
Yeah. I think that'd be good. I talked to Dirksen a minute ago, and he said he'd help me, and I think we can save our bill if he does. If you would follow up, it would sure be good. Paul Douglas, they got screwed up yesterday, and they didn't vote his proxy, and Talmadge passed. They think they'll get Talmadge, since he's got his railroad straightened out, and since we got a 10-month backlog order on boxcars already, 10 months, we don't suspend it, but 12 months. And so they've got Douglas. He's agreed. He didn't want to vote because all the railroads headquartered in Chicago, but he agreed to vote, and he's going to vote with us. And we've got to, we hope, Talmadge. Then we need one more vote. And Dirksen told me before I went to Texas that he wouldn't let him amend this bill, that he thought that he agreed with me when he was down here with you that this would be a minimum and we ought to do this. I told him that if the Republicans are really sincere against inflation, they oughtn't start cutting the bill up to try to do something about it, and he agreed. And I said, well, now, Everett, will you help me on this? And he said, I'll do what I can. And I said, well, now, I need to tell Fowler, because your vote will be the difference vote if we get these other fellows in line, and can you help me on it? And he said, all right, I will. Now, that's his exact language. They're going to vote this morning at 10 o'clock, going to try to get a motion to reconsider that vote yesterday. Did you have any luck with our friend in Montana, Lee?
I'd run him down last night, still trying this morning. He's out in the cow country. I can't even find out how to get to hold of him. He's driving around by car.
Well, now, how do you think, what do you think would happen to his vote? He told Long to vote his proxy, and Long voted it with us. Then here's somebody in his office called up and told the clerk, I don't know how the vote went, and they said it's confidential, and they said, well, that he gave Long his general proxy, but that he gave a specific proxy to McCarthy. It looked like McCarthy called him yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't say, Mr. President. I haven't discussed this with him at all. I don't know what to do, but I'm still trying to run it down if I can.
Is it a hot question, important, the railroads, are they important out there?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
They are. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what his stand is. Mm-hmm. Joe called me last night, and I've been trying to run him down. I was up till midnight, couldn't make it. Michigan, and his people can't tell me where he is except he's out east of Montana making some of the small towns. We've got the telephone people out to look around for him. Call me back here.
All right. Well, we'll try. We'll make it Friday if you want to do that. I don't guess I ought to cancel it, are they?
No. You can't.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll be there Friday. You let me know.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'll call you back.
All right.